A new decade, now what? New Year's resolutions, failure, and hacking human behaviour. Now what indeed? Are we meant to be doing something different? Probably. Everyone else is. The panic sets in. Complete and utter FOMO. New year, new we sort of thing. Even if you're old enough to remember the turn of the millennium, 2020 is still a significant change, and it's a bit of a daunting one. A whole new decade is here, and a hell of a lot has happened since the last. So this time, it has to be bigger and better than ever, right? For those in business, this is probably all sounding a little too familiar. That common feeling of stressing over the all-important strategy, setting targets, and the direction of travel for the business. We're sure at this time of year, you can see many parallels between New Year's resolutions and most strategic plans. However, we have some bad news. Yep, sorry. The failure rate for New Year's resolutions is about 80%, and most give up by February. If you're thinking that's where the similarities between strategy and New Year's resolutions stop, then you're in for a shock. According to Harvard Business Review, it was estimated that 67% of well-formulated strategies failed due to poor execution. There are many explanations for this abysmal failure rate, but a 10-year longitudinal study on executive leadership concluded that 50 to 60% of executives fail within the first 18 months of being promoted or hired. So it's quite clear then there is a problem in both traditions, their approach and our expectations. So how does it go so wrong? Everyone always approaches the new year with such excitement and positive energy, really believing they can make a difference. Some of the time, it's as simple as not knowing how to get started. This, unfortunately, can often mean the end before even beginning. In most cases, though, the focus is directed at internal issues. People concentrate on reconciling budgets and managing performance. They pay less attention to external strategic opportunities such as market shifts, customer needs, and advancements in technology. Time management is another big factor. One study reported that 70% of leaders spend on average one day a month reviewing strategy, and 85% of leadership teams spend less than 1 hour per month discussing strategy. To be honest, this is all looking a little bleak, so why bother with any of this at all? Well, there is actually something in setting your goals at the start of the year. It's called the Fresh Start Effect, and it was identified by Dye, Milkman, and Rees in the Fresh Start Effect, temporal landmarks that motivate aspirational behavior. They said, you are more likely to achieve goals set at the start of a new time period. Researchers have found that we tend to motivate ourselves into good habits by using a week, month, year, or national holiday marker to put past behavior behind us and focus on being better. The desire to be a better human is not more evident than the January gym rush, the exercise kick to shed yourself of the old you and upgrade to the new and improved. Using gym attendance data, researchers found that amongst university students, the likelihood of attending the gym increases at the beginning of a new week, month, semester, as well as soon after term breaks. It also increases after birthdays, just as a little gift to yourself. Hacking for success. Let's use some methodologies from the product world and see how we can apply them to better understand and improve our own behaviors. It shouldn't be about all or nothing. Breaking down large goals into achievable milestones. More frequent wins along the journey. You can even make it better by calling it a win when you follow your own system. The system versus goal model was popularized by Scott Adams. Check out his book, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. Experimentation and adaptation. The idea of continuous improvement and learning. People talk about failing fast and that failure is good. Well, it's not. Failure is still failure unless you structure it in a way to learn from it. Treating an idea as an experiment primes the process with the need to understand what happened. It doesn't need to be complex, but at least have an understanding of what you believe the expected outcome should be. Run the experiment, compare, learn, then repeat. In the book Hacking Growth, Morgan Brown and Sean Ellis really hit home this method. Check it out. purpose and values first. Less focus on KPIs and drive to achieve better fulfillment doing work that you and your customers truly believe in. Don't get me wrong, measuring data to validate process can be useful, but without a fundamental understanding of why you should be posting on Instagram, it's just a vanity metric. Naivety towards risk. Now, strategy fails most commonly because of the lack of understanding or even consideration to the negative effects on your business. We often paint the rosy picture, which only gives us one side of the story. Its fabrication is one that you really want to hear and not the one you really need. Collaborative delivery. Strategy is not the job of the leader. It's everyone's responsibility. It is dangerous to have one individual dictate the future to everyone. This ultimately contributes to the lack of ownership throughout the team. People always think, oh, that's the leader's job. He can do it. So how are we approaching the new decade? Here's a quick look behind the curtain of how we've applied these principles to our own strategy. The road to delivery design. So a bit of context. We took stock on the current market. We realized that our business is in an ever-changing domain. It's subject to extreme and really aggressive shifts in what is right ethically, for our growth, and for profitability. This influx is driven hard by the insights obtained via personal data, technology breakthroughs, and always-on customer touchpoints. The challenge faced by companies today is how can they really adapt at pace by keeping the corporate machine running? Our customer needs. We want to understand where we can really help. After another year of working with our customers daily at close proximity, we distilled their most common frustrations and where they sought guidance most often. It boiled down to two main directions of travel. To put simply, they either wanted us to bring it to life or for us to show them how. This is something we'll continue to evaluate, and based on customer feedback, this may change. But for now, we're looking at two different scenarios. I need to build a product. It's unclear how to start, and I'm unsure who can help. I need great design, robust code, and something that my customers will love. And the other is the critical one. Their frustrations is that their team is not delivering the results they need. Their process is holding them back, and no one seems to go faster. So what are our risks? We took an honest look at what would destroy us in the future. If we didn't address these factors in a way that rang true to our beliefs, it would be our fault. We would be the sole contributor to putting our business in a vulnerable state. We identified two major risks. Those were the continued rise of the in-house agency and the commoditization of websites and apps. So our mission. We wanted to define our purpose and values first. Our purpose was to continuously redefine how a go-to product team works. For leaders and innovators of large organizations who want to activate their people, untangle process, and bring ideas to life, Etch is the product team that drives behavior change, positive business outcomes, and delivers radical impact. Our measures: experimentation and adaptation, shorter time frames, and smaller wins. We will continue to question ourselves on performance by aligning what we do to our guiding principles. We visit these measures every 90 days, breaking down the year into shorter, more obtainable wins. This allows us to correct our course before being too far out. Our people. Collaborative delivery. We approach this as a team, and its output is from years of working side by side with each other, right in the thick of it. To deliver successfully and steer the ship, we identified leaders from across all our specialisms. They will be responsible for driving the work we do, keeping it true to our guiding principles, and each leader will be embedded within the teams for regular pulse checks. So altogether, we now have a long-term vision for the business with frequent short-term wins. Our services are tailored to what our customers really need and are driven by a team of passionate experts. It's a great journey to be on, and we're super excited about what's ahead. So what about New Year's resolutions? Well, here's a great little tip, and one that I'm personally using right now. I'm using it for Dry January. And Dry January, if you don't know, is going through the full month of January while not consuming alcohol. I know it sounds easy, but after a boozy Christmas and New Year, it's definitely a challenge, especially for us Brits. I've started using the hack of micro wins, gifting myself with some cold hard cash every day that I don't drink. Each day I pay myself £5, roughly the price of an English pint of beer. Celebrate society, feel good, and in the end, I can guilt-free treat myself, or probably my wife, to something nice with the money I saved.